about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about the show. First and foremost, as we get more information on the rescue of Amanda Berry, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight, the three women who were abducted about a decade ago found in Cleveland, we'll give you guys more information as that comes out. Amazing stories are coming out, surfacing how, you know, a neighbor saw her screaming, helped get her out. She ran, called 911. Just a phenomenal story. And hearing that these three women, plus one had a child, survived this, having probably been tortured and assaulted this whole time. We're going to give you guys any new information as we get that throughout this next hour. Also, it looks like scientists have come up with a cure for gray hair. Okay? Right? Some of us have been, you know, graying hair and sprouting some new little gray shoots, right? And need to every 6 weeks go in for a dye job. Be interesting to see what this cure is. Also, we have more recommendations on for those of you who smoke, you need to be getting CAT scans. Okay, Obamacare, Schmobamacare, need to be getting CAT scans. Also, scientists have been able to grow bones out of adult skin cells. Yeah, this is so cool. I dig today's show. I'm pretty excited about that. Some of the antidepressants you guys can be taking may be causing, or some of the antidepressants you all are taking may be linked to the superbug Clostridium difficile infection. So we need to talk about that. And I guess Chris Christie has undergone a lap band surgery for weight loss, has already lost 40 pounds. Not sure if he's doing this for a presidential run or because, you know, he wants to lose weight for health. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we're going to talk about the different bariatric surgeries and things you could do to lose weight from a surgical perspective. But Chris Christie, I'm looking at a picture right now. It looks like on President's Day, February 16th, he went into a hospital under a false name, you know, got his surgery. And, you know, I mean, it's a shame that, you know, none of these people really have any privacy when it comes to their health issues. But from what we understand, he got the lap band procedure, which we'll be discussing a little bit later in today's show. And he has already lost 40 pounds. Apparently he is, I guess, in his 50s, early 50s. I think he just turned 50. And you could already see the immense change. You know, there was a lot of discussion on presidents and being overweight, and would Chris Christie be too heavy to be president? Personally, I don't think the GOP is going to nominate him. I think if Hillary Clinton is running, they're going to have to probably come up with another woman. I just think many people want another historic election, and they want to nominate the first woman president. Not that I think a woman could do a better job than a man, or a man could do a better job than a woman. It's just, I think it's going to be a very, very difficult election, having the stereotypical GOP candidates that the media is accusing us of going up against Hillary Clinton. But, you know, I think our politicians, you know, need to have that confidence in their looks. Okay, whether they're running for president or not. You know, one thing about Chris Christie is he was always very confident, has always been very confident. I like a lot of the things he says. I do. I think he's got a lot of chutzpah. I do, and I'm pretty proud of a lot of the work he has done. But you know, all somebody has to do in the media is just strike the right chord about his weight. And you know, you just don't know if that's a something that could kind of bring us or shake his confidence a little bit. You know, like Ronald Reagan just looked confident and happy and strong. You know, I think in our political candidates, you want that sort of respect of your body. You want that sort of strength. You know, when Chris Christie was making that joke about the donut on David Letterman, yeah, it was funny and good for him for being humble and, you know, showing the media, I don't care what you think. But, you know, also it does show a slight weakness. It shows a weakness with food. You know, now, some of you have asked me, you know, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you ever, you know, run for office? You could run for president. No, I can't. You know, a lot of you guys see me, but you see me from the waist up, okay? I have something that people, I guess, nowadays would call a booty. And I don't really think it's that big. I think it's appropriate for my size. I mean, I've never had to widen a chair. But, you know, if our candidates have to, you know, be trim and slim and cut and, you know, P90X like Paul Ryan, I don't know if my butt would really qualify. I mean, we've never really talked about the anatomy of the buttocks, have we? Right? You got the gluteus maximus, which is actually one of the largest and strongest muscles of the body. Some of us a little bit larger than others. Okay, and the maximus job is to move the thigh to the rear to extend the hip. Okay, are you guys all extending your hip? That's your gluteus maximus. Then you got the minimus. Now the gluteus minimus, I don't have a lot of minimus. The gluteus minimus, which is smaller than the maximus, it lies underneath the maximus, but it helps abduct to move the hip out. Very important butt muscles, okay? Butt muscles are extremely important. All right, now, some people ask me about the butt, what they call it, butt cracks. You don't call it a butt crack. You call it an intergluteal cleft. All right, there's the gluteal cleft. There's a vertical gluteal crease. You could name it anything. But honestly, the whole medical terminology for that is intergluteal cleft. Okay, and when you guys, you know, talk about, you know, butts and stuff, you could sound really intelligent when you use that terminology. You also have your iliotibial band, you got your pelvic bones, but for the most part, that's basically the anatomy of your tissues. Boy, you didn't think you were going to learn something in the first segment. Okay, when we come back, weight loss surgery and cure for gray hair, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and your questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. It looks like Thursday, May 9th, is when XM Channel 166 is switching to XM Channel 244. So keep that in mind. On Thursday, XM Channel 166, America's Talk, with my show, The Dr. Dahlia Show, gonna be on XM channel 244. The whole XM 166 is transferring over. So I get to go with my buddies. Yeah, we all had to have a moving buddy. We're all supposed to hold our moving buddy's hands, and we all move over all together to channel 244. So we're talking about Chris Christie's weight loss surgery. He's already lost 40 pounds. What is weight loss surgery? What are the different types out there? The pros and the cons. And, do our politicians need to be trim, slim, attractive? Do they need to be young? Do they need to? Now that we have media and Twitter and Photoshop and auto-tune, it almost doesn't really seem to matter. In terms of how people look on TV. But what about how people feel? And, do these weight loss surgeries or gastric bands, have they helped? Have you guys had any good experience with weight loss surgery? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James calling. He's in New Hampshire now. James, man, you get all over the place, don't you?
Hi there.
What's going on, buddy?
There's actually 2 points. One, you mentioned Chris Christie and Soldier. That's actually pretty dangerous. I know somebody whose radio personality, not so much a prominent radio personality, but behind-the-scenes guy who had lap band surgery, died of complications from it not too long ago.
What kind of complication?
I'm not entirely sure whether it was, you know, medication or what was it was, but he'd had lap band surgery a few years before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there was a situation where he just, you know, threw his diet out the window and gained weight and it ruptured something or what.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
The other point I was going to say, you mentioned Hillary Clinton. I got some bad news for all you guys that want the first woman president to be, you know, Hillary Clinton. She's not going to be eligible because the Benghazi trial investigation starts tomorrow. To find out that she is not going to be indicted for high crimes, misdemeanors, as they would say, would be the charges in this case. It's more like murder, and murder is a felony. So,
James, watching all the information come out on Benghazi, I mean, you wonder why people aren't getting fired or impeached or, you know, imprisoned. I mean, that was a complete cluster, especially when special forces were ready to go in and somebody told them to stand down. But look at what happened with the last election. A lot of this news broke before Obama's election and people just didn't care. They didn't care. I mean, already you see all this, you know, not so much to talk about politics, and thanks, James, for calling, but, you know, I there's already all these polls out, and there's already stickers. Where I live, I'm seeing Hillary stickers. It says Hillary 2016. We're already seeing the bumper stickers. I mean, you know, and I know she's playing around with, oh, I may not run. Oh, well, of course she's saying that because she wants the media offer back. And, you know, I told you guys years ago, I know Hillary's going to run after Obama. Why not? I mean, all the Democrats are saying it's in the bag for her. And so if she does run, the same people that wanted Obama for president, you know, saying, oh, this is a historical election, I want to say I voted in the first black president. You have the same people right now buzzing and talking about how they're going to be able to see the first woman become elected as president. You know, and I'm like, you know, can we take a look at what the woman's done? I mean, I know everybody wants history, but why can't we have a president that's going to fix this country? But that's neither here nor there. I don't want to go there yet because technically she hasn't talked about running. But I don't know about where you guys live, but where I live, we're already seeing the campaign. Bumper stickers and paraphernalia. It's ridiculous. Propaganda. Probably paraphernalia. We see a lot of paraphernalia. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what's out there in terms of weight loss for weight loss surgery? Well, you know, originally we had the gastric bypass. Now, the gastric bypass, I remember I had, you know, when I had done my surgery rotation, we got to assist on a couple of these things. These were pretty invasive, okay? We call them the Roux-en-Y. It's still pretty much worldwide the most common type of bypass surgery, but it has restrictive and malabsorptive properties to it. Now, when you hear, you know, do you want a restrictive surgery or you want a malabsorptive surgery? Where they're coming from with this in the medical community is a restrictive surgery basically is you restrict the food that's coming into your body. Okay. So it's pretty, you know, intuitive. It's pretty, all right. So it basically, you know, causes your stomach to decrease the amount of food. I think the average stomach, according to WebMD, can hold about 3 pints of food. So restrictive surgery causes your pouch of your stomach to decrease. So maybe you hold less type of food. Another way to lose weight surgically would be a malabsorptive surgery. That also is with restrictive, where it causes you to bypass part of the digestive tract that will consume the calories and pick up a lot of the calories. So a lot of these, you know, some of them are starting to become out of favor because these intestinal bypasses had a lot more side effects. These were much more vicious type of surgeries, if I could use that word, a longer operative time, more time in the hospital. And, you know, it was kind of risky. But the gastric bypass kind of combined the restrictive malabsorptive approach. Basically, they create a shortcut for the food coming in. It bypasses a section of the stomach and the small intestine. Hence, it's a ruin. Why? I wish I could draw it out for you. And when the food skips these parts of the digestive tract, less calories get absorbed. The gastric bypass surgery that I've seen is phenomenally effective in terms of losing weight. I mean, many people will lose, gobs of weight within the first few months. People with diabetes, high blood pressure, etc., I mean, just falls nicely. And, I don't really see as much rebound with the gastric bypass. What I have seen, though, that worries me a little bit is you will sometimes have nutritional deficiencies. You know, like we'll always have to watch your B12. We'll have to watch, some of your salts, like your calcium, etc. Also, we always worry about dumping syndrome. Dumping syndrome is where your food still doesn't get too much of a chance to get absorbed and digested. So, unfortunately, as it moves down the intestine, you get nausea, bloating, diarrhea, etc. My problem with the gastric bypass surgery is, compared to some of the other ones that are out there, this is more risky. It takes a lot longer to recover from. It's irreversible as opposed to, the lap band, which we're going to talk about. And, I've had a couple patients, and again, I don't want to go on the record saying that gastric bypass would do such a thing, but I have had a couple patients who were young, had gastric bypass surgery, and a few years later have cancer, whether it be lymphoma, thyroid cancer. And I kind of have found this kind of odd. I sent one of my patients to MD Anderson because I want them to figure this out. And yes, there is a natural incidence of cancer. People get lymphoma. People get thyroid cancer. You know, there are cancers, breast cancer, that just hit us, with an average amount of incidence. But I just wonder if sometimes the shock of losing the weight that quickly could shock the system. So I've been a little nervous about the gastric bypass patients, and I just watch them a little extra closely for cancer. Now, something a little less severe is your sleeve gastrectomy. Now, this is kind of interesting. They could do this laparoscopically a lot of times. And basically, they could remove up to 75% of the stomach, but not the part of the stomach that attaches to the intestines. It's the pouch that's hanging there. You know, like if you put your arm through the stomach like a sleeve, they take that part out type of thing. Okay? Not that y'all stick your arms through stomachs very often. And so when they take that part out, you don't have a disruption of the anatomy, of the intestine, connections, like the Roux-en-Y had. So you don't seem to have the dumping syndrome as much. You still lose weight pretty quickly. Most people lose at least 50% of their weight. Remember, you don't want to lose 100% of your weight because then you'd be nothing, you know? So if you are 200 pounds and you want to be 100 pounds, I mean, that's a huge weight loss. Again, this is irreversible also because it's removing that part of the stomach. But it seems to be, like I said, less severe than the gastric bypass. Don't go away. We'll finish talking about this. I want to talk about the lap band surgery, and then we'll talk about the cure for gray hair. All right. Plus your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding
according to your food storage program.
And please note that freeze-dried guys' foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for turning in, tuning in, 1-0-10, turning in. Hey, everybody went to bed. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Remember, XM Channel 166 on Thursday will be moving to XM Channel 244. So don't think I got fired. I'm hoping I'm not getting fired. Just XM Channel 166 is converting to XM Channel 244 on Thursday, May 9th. Okay, Thienan writes, Doctor, you're talking about weakness in regards to Chris Christie's obesity. Isn't going the surgery route considered weak? All right. Okay, in terms of weight loss surgery, and I want to finish up talking about that in terms of we were about to talk about the gastric band. You know, it's interesting. When I was in medical school, I was I was in my 20s, and in addition to my being extremely fit, I was blessed with a metabolism of being, in my 20s, okay? So, you know, not really a lot of body fat. I had very little body fat compared to my other classmates. We had done a test. They tested us in medical school. I was pretty happy with my body fat. I had the lowest triglycerides in the class. I think my triglycerides were down to the 40s. I was pretty fit. And so, you know, when we were learning about the gastric bypass, you know, a lot of us originally had the attitude of like, why are you going for surgery? Why don't you just diet and exercise? Why don't you just run a couple miles? Okay. Well, then you start getting older, right? And you then kind of realize, no, you just can't go and run a few miles. Okay. And you also realize that there's certain metabolism issues. Okay, now, yes, there's lots of people out there in their 40s and 50s and 60s who are tight. Their, body fat is perfect. Their BMI is where it's supposed to. But the one thing I've realized as a doctor is, no, it isn't that easy. It isn't. And even with my own weight struggle, okay, I mean, I used to be able to be a size 7, which to me was really, really fit because I have size 10 feet and I'm a little bit more bigger boned. But, you know, then all of a sudden it was a size 9 and then, well, see, the odd numbers is because I always bought in the junior section. I was in my 30s and I was buying size 9s and size 11s, right? You know, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, now I'm a 12. Well, now I'm a size 12. When did that happen? Well, metabolism happens. Aging happens. All right. And then you have some people that just genetically fit a body weight. You know, I mean, we're actually undergoing that with one of our sons. One of our sons, he could eat anything and he's skinny. The other one, he eats half the food of the younger one and weight is always a struggle. He works out 3 times as much. And, you know, you just kind of wonder, well, what is it? Well, I think a big part of it is hormones. Once he started going through pre-puberty and you know, the puberty, you know, some of us, the hormones cause us to gain weight. Some of us, they do nothing. And well, I mean, they develop you, et cetera. And I don't want to go too much into detail and embarrass people I'm talking about right now. But, I don't think going for weight loss surgery is a weakness or is a cop-out. Now, I would like to see that you have tried Weight Watchers, you have, you know, done exercise programs, you have seen a nutritionist, etc. But, you know, what I'm really proud of with some of the weight loss doctors that I work with here in town, like Jim Atkinson and Darren Soon, is before you get the surgery, you have to go through counseling. The nutritional counseling, the teaching of the procedures, the seminars, because in order for you to be successful with any of these surgical weight loss procedures, you need to already have the mindset. Now, some of you argue, and it was an argument I made years ago also, well, if you could already go through the counseling and go through the mindset, then you won't need the surgery. Many people still fail. They need to see the weight start coming off. And again, what these surgical procedures do is they help with the hunger portion. And it really does help with the psychology of weight loss. Now, many people have been able to lose their weight without surgery. Okay. One of you just wrote, you know, well, look at the Subway guy. Look, I get that. There are people out there that can lose weight without the surgery. This is something we talk about all the time. But I think I'm allowed to once every 3 years on air teach you guys about weight loss surgery. It's an option for those of you that have struggled. You know, sometimes we'll see people of certain ethnic descents and they all look the same in terms of they all have the same round body build. Okay. And mother, daughter, aunt. Okay. You know, and, you know, maybe a couple will, you know, be able to lose 20 pounds weight, but boy, it's like genetically, they just go right back up to that spot. And yes, diet choices are important, but when somebody has to work not twice as hard or 5 times as hard, but 20 times as hard as the average person, how many of those people can keep it up? All right, so then comes the gastric banding. And for those of you wanting to pipe in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have any of you benefited, or any of my listeners right now listening, have benefited or have been a patient that underwent some sort of surgical correction for weight loss? And would you recommend it? Now, the gastric banding came out because it was the least invasive. And what it does is it uses this little inflatable band that kind of squeezes the stomach into two sections, the upper pouch and then, of course, the lower pouch. Now, nobody cuts part of the stomach. No, it's not irreversible. It's a band that goes around the stomach. As the band restricts the stomach size, it restricts the amount of food that you could actually take in at a meal. So they teach you before you have the surgery done to maybe, you know, start limiting your food to a half a cup in size or a cup of food in size. Now, what I like about the gastric band over all of these surgeries is, number one, is it's reversible. Okay, you have the band, you got the lap band, you got the Realize, you got these bands. It's very easy to put in. It's a day surgery, which is why I think the type of surgery Chris Christie probably had was the lap band, because it sounds like he was home after a few hours. So, you know, it's something you could do outpatient-wise, and I love the idea of teaching people to go back to smaller portions. I told you guys what I thought of our obesity issue. Yeah, Coca-Cola syrup and high fructose corn syrup, you know, could be problems. And yeah, we have all these yummy Hostess cakes and goodies, etc. But, oh, but you know, Hostess has been around since the 40s. Okay, so has, you know, Coca-Cola, and Soda Pop has been around since, you know, turn of the 20th century. So, you know, what's the difference? Well, one difference is, you know, we aren't using public transportation or walking to work. We're using our cars, and our exercise is down. We're not tending the farm. And number two is our portion sizes. We have increased our portion sizes to the point where, I mean, our calories consumed are probably close to three times than what they used to be, talking in the 40s and 50s. You know, they kind of showed images of what the 50s hamburgers and french fries used to be. You could almost equate it to a Happy Meal. If you went to a diner, all right, and had, or malt shop, whatever, had a burger and fries and a soda, it was probably close to what a Happy Meal is today. All right, you know, none of this quarter pounder, third pounder. Remember when quarter pounder came out in the late 70s, early 80s? We were like, oh, wow, that is huge. Some of you guys are popping two quarter pounders. So when we talk about the gastric lap band, if the lap band causes you to consume smaller portions, no wonder you're losing weight. Now, I have seen lots of people have complications such as vomiting, pain, slippage of the lap band. Again, you know, whenever you put something foreign in the body, you know, that could be adjustable. Yeah, there could be those types of issues. Nobody's ever died. I haven't seen anybody die. You know, you've heard some, you know, stories of people dying, getting gastric bypasses done in foreign countries. With the lap band, I've never seen that. You also lose the weight a little slower. Okay. Some people will, their stomachs will outsmart the lap band, okay, and make you feel more hungry, so you end up eating more. But, you know, for the most part, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. But, of course, diet, exercise first. You need to always exhaust all other possibilities before you start, you know, going into surgery. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, on Thursday, XM Channel 166 moves to XM Channel 244. All right. So there should be hopefully plenty of commercials and liners giving you guys instructions. If you guys are like, oh, no, where's Dr. Dahlia on Thursday? I mean, if you don't hear my show, don't just sit there and congratulate each other and go, whew, she's off the air. No, you change the station and you listen. All right, scientists have discovered a potential cure for gray hair. Now, gray hair, we think the reason why this happens is you have an accumulation of hydrogen peroxide in your body, and the hydrogen peroxide accumulates in the roots of hair follicles. Well, when it does this, it causes oxidative stress, and then it causes changes in the the follicular ability for the color to come out with the hair, causing the lack of color, hence the gray. Now, they think this also occurs in people with vitiligo. Vitiligo is where you have that patchy, those patchy white areas on the skin. And people that suffer from this, they believe actually Michael Jackson might have had vitiligo, which is why they feel he had lightened his skin so much to match the vitiligo parts, because you couldn't darken the vitiligo parts. And they also say that I think he tattooed his eyebrows and his eyelids and a variety of things to emphasize some of the vitiligo that he had. I kind of thought that was odd, because you really didn't see a lot of that when he was, a kid, but it could develop at any time. Now, people that have vitiligo, and we'll get to the grain of the hair, had low levels of the enzyme catalase. Now, remember I talked to you guys about catalase? Catalase circulates the body, and it breaks down hydrogen peroxide to relieve any oxidative stress that the hydrogen peroxide could do on the cells. The hydrogen peroxide is extremely important to fighting infection in your body. Yeah, we're talking about like the hydrogen peroxide you have at home. Yeah, you have hydrogen peroxide in your body. The only thing is when it starts to accumulate too much, you have an enzyme called catalase. This catalase causes hydrogen peroxide to break down into two safer components, oxygen and water. This is what we did one of my son's science experiments on, where you take some beef liver and you add some hydrogen peroxide to it and it bubbles. Actually, if you add hydrogen peroxide to even your wound, it bubbles. That's basically the catalase in your body converting the hydrogen peroxide into water and oxygen, H2O and O2. All right, well, when they treated these people with vitiligo, the lightening of the skin, with a pseudocatalase, okay, after patients applied the cream, then they spent time in the sun, the pigment returned in both their skin and their eyelashes. So what that means is if people have that lightening of the skin, then it's not that they lack melanocytes, which cause tanning. That means the melanocytes can actually be there if they can apply the cream and you still tan. What that means is that's another type of process preventing the coloration. Well, same thing with hair follicles. So what they did is they used this cream on hair, and they found that it could actually, I don't know if they have enough studies out, but they think that what this could do is if it prevents the hydrogen peroxide from, depleting your hair color, it may actually allow your hair color to even grow back. So they think, according to Fox News, they've gotten to the root of the problem. That's kind of a science joke. No. Okay. Yeah. Root of the problem. I think it's funny. You know, remember when you learn all this stuff in school, all right, you know, not a lot of material. Some people from college, they say they don't remember me being a class clown. Now, I was a class clown, all right, all throughout high school, all throughout medical school. But there was a dry spell in college. Also with dating too. But anyway, it's because, you know, when you're learning organic chemistry and inorganic chemistry and biochemistry and physics and, I mean, not really a lot of material. You know, I tried and I just ended up sitting there quiet for 4 weeks. All right, biology, maybe a little bit more material. Speaking of biology, we got some interesting scoop on black widow spiders. Now, many of us know that the black widow woman, right, after she has sex with the male, eats him. Okay, so it's called sexual cannibalism. Well, scientists now say, hold the phone. There is a species where the male will actually eat the female. Now, I don't think the male is as grandiose as the female black widow spider. I think the male black widow spider is a little more, a little smaller, a little more weenie-ish, but no pun intended. But apparently there's a science to this. The species is called Macaria sociabilis, where the males are more likely to eat the females rather than be eaten themselves. You almost wonder, you know, when these guys would figure it out. You don't have sex with a female spider. Don't you think somebody tells their kid, you know, watch out for her, she'll eat you? She's a man-eater. So a team at Masaryk University in the Czech Republic studied how different pairings of the spiders interacted in a lab. Now, they say males ate the females typically after the spider's first contact and even before any mating. So some of these male spiders, they're like, to heck with the sex, I'll just eat you. Now, they do tend to be larger than the previous male spiders that used to get eaten by the female black widows, or those that do. So I guess if they're male. They also kind of looked at who were virgins and who weren't. I don't know how. Well, I guess you watch the spider be born, and then as long as the spider never goes on top of another spider, I guess, or under, perpendicular. I don't know how spiders mate. I understand the reverse cowgirl is now like the newest position. I don't know if spiders do that. I'm sorry. Look, I only took about 3 years of biology. I don't know. But my guess is that's how they know a spider is a virgin, because a spider doesn't climb under onto another. I don't know how. Okay, under is that better? Missionary? Okay, there's no missionary positions of the spiders. And they say sometimes the older female spiders get eaten more than the males. So the males kind of know what they want. They know what they want to eat, and they know where to go with that. See, you know, what's really good about my show is if you don't have anything to talk about right at the water cooler, you can say, oh, this is what I heard at the Dr. Dahlia show. Some of you will be like, oh, man, I heard that too. She's full of it. Okay, we're going to be coming up on the next hour soon. We're going to be talking about how insomnia can actually double the risk of prostate cancer. Now, this is important to y'all because what's been happening is we're getting all these reports now from the American Urological Association and, of course, the task force, you know, telling us hold off on prostate cancer screening. Well, you know, how many of you are insomniacs? How many of you can't sleep? And so, you know, as you're going to start seeing insurance companies not cover certain things that are being, urged by the task force or the American I'm really mad at the American Urological guys here. You know, they used to really stand firm and erect on prostate cancer screening. And then all of a sudden last week, they just decided to go limp and they say, nah, you know what? You could just hold off on screening for prostate cancer until you're 55. I'm pretty disappointed. Yeah, that was So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about these for those of you that get jet lag. They've come up with these green glow glasses, and apparently these particular types of glasses actually help you deal with the jet lag. Makes sense to me. We're also going to be talking about how Paxil, a very common antidepressant, could put you at risk for Clostridium difficile, which is a pretty bad superbug that people get in their GI tracts, causing them to have diarrhea, abdominal pain issues, pretty bad stuff. Again, a big shout-out to Amanda Berry for being able to escape the home of her captor. Call 911, get her other fellow captivees freed, and from what we understand, there may be a 6-year-old child who was born to Barry freed as well. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.